like how the place I get cold, you see.
Christmas breeze, man. You know, sister, Christmas just around the corner.
Jeez. You know, I need to sort out the things for the treat. Remember, say every year the Atlanta chapter send down clothes and food and little gifts to the children. I'm supposed to so ready for Claire, you know.
Yeah, man, remember. But hold on there. Me hear them talk on the radio about some charity something, you know. Like, say, if you used to get waiver for the donation, then you can't just get it so again. You have to actually do something beforehand.
Really? Me have to go check it out because me don't want no problem when me go off.
With the Christmas season fast approaching, thousands of persons are sending packages to Jamaica from abroad. A number of these will be charitable donations to churches, schools, and other organizations. If you would like to benefit from tax exemptions or statutory relief on these charitable donations, there are things you must know. The Senate recently passed the Charities Act 2013, which provides for the regulation of all charitable organizations intending to or already operating in Jamaica. With the passage of the bill, charitable organizations must be registered with the relevant authority in order to access tax exemptions or other statutory relief.
The intention here is not to force all entities in the voluntary sector to comply with the provisions of this act, but rather where there's going to be a subsidy from the public purse of an entity's operations through the fiscal incentives, the fiscal relief that registration under this act provides, there is a requirement to register under this act in order to access those benefits.
Senator Mark Golding speaking in the Senate recently. So who is considered a charitable organization? Cecile Walker-Clark, manager of the Superannuation and Exempt Organization Unit at the Tax Administration Jamaica, explains.
Charitable properties are defined in Section 2.4 of the Income Tax Act. The prevention or relief of poverty, the advancement of education, the advancement of religion, health, or the saving of lives, the advancement of citizenship or community development, advancement of the arts, culture, heritage or science, the advancement of human rights, or the promotion of religious or moral harmony or equality and diversity, the advancement of environmental protection or improvement, or a purpose specified by the minister by order.
What do you need to be considered an approved charitable organization?
Well, the organization should first submit a letter in writing applying for approval under Section 12H of the Income Tax Act. They need to submit their constitutive document of the charity, that is, the document which makes the charity a legal entity. For example, memorandum and articles of association, or Form 1B of the Articles of Incorporation. The charity may have been established by a trust deed, then they would need to send a trust deed, or by constitution, or by an act of parliament, along with a TRN of the charity.
Once approved, charities will be given a harmonized charitable organization certificate. The certificate will act as a passport, allowing organizations to access exemptions under the various revenue acts.
For example, if a charity has goods on the wharf, they need to take the original certificate issued by Tax Administration Jamaica to customs in order to clear the goods and in order for the exemption to apply under the relevant act.
Cecile Walker-Clark, manager of the Superannuation and Exempt Organization Unit at the TAJ. It's important to note that charities registered prior to the passage of the legislation also need the Harmonized Charitable Organization Certificate. If you've already been approved under Section 12H or 13(1)(q) of the Income Tax Act, apply to the TAJ for your Harmonized Charitable Organization Certificate today. Call 1-888-TAX-HELP or log on to jamaicatax.gov.jm for more information.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.